Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Carol, C-A-R-O-L-E, Johnson. Carol Johnson is a 57-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 7/15/19. She states she tripped over supply crates where she was working. Period. She claims to have injured her left knee and shin as well as her lower back at L4 and L5. Period. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation and treatment, including laminectomy and fusion at L4-5, after which she felt worse. Period. She completed a course of active treatment and scratched that. The surgery on her back was done in March of 2021. Period. She completed her course of active treatment in October 2023. Period. Ms. Johnson recalls that in 2011 she injured her meniscus, ACL, and MCL on the left knee, treated with meniscectomy. Period. She denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Johnson alleges she tripped over a tote left in the walkway on 7/15/19 and injured her left knee and shin, parentheses, aggravation, close parentheses, period. Treatment record shows she was seen at Consensual on 7/17/19, stating she was gathering medications from the shelf when she did not see an inventory tote that she accidentally stepped into and then fell forward and twisted onto her back. But she claims to have injured her lower back, left knee, and shin, and the next morning felt pain in the upper back, shoulders, and neck. Period. Her position was that of a pharmacy technician. Period. She was obese with a BMI of 36.39. Period. She stated she had a bruise on the knee with some swelling and pain on her inferior left knee and left shin. But the next morning when she woke up, she had neck and back pain. Period. She was evaluated and at the knee found to have tenderness in the inferior pole of the patella. Period. There appeared to be mild ecchymosis of the left lower leg. Period. She was neurologically intact. Period. She had tenderness in the left paraspinal and right paraspinals of the lumbosacral spine associated with bilateral muscle spasms. Period. She was diagnosed with cervical strain, thoracic myofascial strain, lumbar strain, left knee sprain, contusion of left lower leg, and fall. Period. She was started on cyclobenzaprine and was immediately referred for physical therapy. Period. She followed up at Concentra through 8/9/19 and remained symptomatic. Period. She was then referred for an MRI of the spine. Period. MRI of the thoracic spine was done on 8/5/19 and showed T2-3, small central disc herniation with mild cord impingement. Period. No other abnormalities were described. Period. The herniation just touches the anterior aspect of the cord but does not cause cord contour deformity or compression. Period. In paragraph, Ms. Johnson was then seen on 12/19/19 by Dr. Surrey, S-U-R-R-E-Y, period. She had been doing physical therapy up until 8/23/19 at Concentra, period. She denied any interim injuries since this work-related injury, period. He reviewed her MRI, noting There was evidence of bilateral neural foraminal laryngeal L3-4 and L4-5, as well as moderate right and left facet degeneration at L5-S1 period. And put this in bold, this would indicate she not only had a thoracic spine MRI, but also a lumbar spine MRI. But Dr. Suri ascertained that she had also undergone prior left knee meniscectomy, breast reduction, bilateral carpal tunnel release, gastric sleeve surgery, and hiatal hernia repair. Period. She followed up with Dr. Suri on December 31, 2019, when trigger point injections were administered. Prepared new paragraph. Her next documented visit at Rothman was with Dr. K, K-A-Y-E, on 1/11/21. Period. She now had predominantly right and left lower extremity pain and numbness, with tingling and dysfunction, period. She also noted increasing severe low back pain, period. She used to enjoy taking long walks with her dog, although at this point she has been unable to, secondary to her pain, period. He noted her course of treatment to date that included a TENS unit as well as multiple epidural steroid injections. Period. She gets about 7 days of relief from them and then her pain returns. Period. She currently rated her pain at 8/10 in the lower back as well as leg pain with a 50-50 distribution. Period. He performed lumbar x-rays in a flexion that included flexion and extension views to be inserted as marked. Period. He rendered several diagnoses to be inserted here without their coding number. Period. At that juncture, Ms. Johnson elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period. On 3/5/21, Dr. Nackwalter, N-A-C-H-W-A-L-T-E-R, performed surgery to be inserted here with the postoperative diagnoses. Period. Once again, no need to insert the numbers for coding, C-O-D-I-N-G, purposes. Period. New paragraph. On 4/21/21, the petitioner followed up with Dr. Nackwalter, indicated she was doing reasonably well. Period. She had 5/5 strength in both lower extremities. Period. She is presently out of work. Period. She will be enrolled in physical therapy and follow up afterwards. Period. She did participate in physical therapy. Period. She followed up with Dr. Nackwalter, running through 9/22/21. Period. She did not go to physical therapy because she was unable to manage it. Period. Overall, she was doing reasonably well. Period. X-rays showed good position of the hardware and incorporation of her fusion. Period. His diagnosis was then lumbar stenosis with spondylolisthesis, status post decompression and fusion. Period. He discharged her from care at maximum medical improvement with a permanent 25-pound lifting restriction. Period. New paragraph. On 11/24/21, she was seen by Dr. Chawla, C-H-A-W-L-A, for recurrent respiratory tract infections, but she also had a history of depression and had been on alprazolam since 2017. Appears she also had undergone knee surgery and laminotomy. Period. She was continued on her treatment for the multiple internal medicine diagnoses that she carried. Period. These included anxiety, comma, mixed hyperlipidemia, comma, diabetes, comma, vitamin D deficiency, comma, mood disorder, comma, obesity, comma, seasonal allergic rhinitis, comma, GERD without esophagitis, comma, upper respiratory infection, period. New paragraph. On 11/30/21, Ms. Johnson was seen by Dr. Ibrahim, IBR-AHIM, for pain management. Period. She had last been seen on 11/29/17. Period. And put this in bold. That would mean she was receiving pain management before the subject event. Period. He wrote, in the interim, she had lumbar L4-5 laminotomy infusion on 3/5/21. Period. She remained symptomatic. Period. She had tried short-acting opioids as well as epidural steroid injections. Period. At this juncture, she had insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Period. He prescribed celecoxib as well as cyclobenzaprine. Period. New paragraph. On 1/4/22, Ms. Johnson was evaluated orthopedically by Dr. Barr, B-A-R-R. Period. He noted her mechanism of injury and course of treatment to date. Period. He ascertained a history of a motor vehicle accident in 2008 in which she injured her neck and back. Period. She states it resolved with chiropractic treatment and therapy. Period. She also had a left knee injury in 2011 for which she underwent meniscectomy. Period. She always had issues with her knee. Period. And put this in bold. Her reporting her neck and back symptoms resolved with chiropractic and therapy does not comport with Dr. Ibrahim's comment about previously treating her with pain management in 2017. Period. Dr. Barr noted she did undergo thoracic MRI on 8/5/19 and lumbar MRI on 1/26/21. Period. He diagnosed contusion of the left knee and left shin. Period. She also had lumbar spinal stenosis and spondylolisthesis that was operated upon. Period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement and no further treatment appears indicated. Period. He offered 2.5% permanent partial disability of the leg. Period. He apportioned 0% to the 7/15/19 occurrence and 2.5% to the previous arthroscopic surgery with probable degenerative joint disease. Period. She underwent an EMG by Dr. Ibrahim on 3/11/22, whose results will be inserted here. Period. It revealed evidence of bilateral L3, L4, and L5 radiculopathy. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed multiple healed traumatic scars bilaterally at the knees. Period. There was healed open surgical scarring about the left knee, but there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Her legs were shaven bilaterally. Period. Right hip flexion and internal rotation were to 95 and 35 degrees respectively with tenderness. Paid motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres without crepit or sore tenderness. Period. Deep tendon reflexes showed 3+. A deep tendon patella reflexes bilaterally, but 2+ at the Achilles. Paired modified provocative maneuvers at the knees were negative. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She was able to walk on her toes, complaining of low back pain. Paired she could walk on her heels, complaining of right hip pain. Paired she changed positions fluidly, but declined attempting to squat. Paired inspection revealed a midline 4-inch longitudinal scar with preserved low daughter curve. Paired she sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 60 degrees, and side bent left at 20 degrees. Paired right side bending, common extension, and bilateral rotation were full. Paired she had superficial tenderness, palpation in the midline at L4 and L5, as well as the left graded trochanter and sacroiliac joint, but not the right. Paired she had tenderness of the right paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Paired supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 50 degrees and left at 80 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Paired the rest of that is normal. Impressions. On 7/15/19, Carol Johnson tripped and fell while at work. Paired. She has alleged injury to the left knee and aggravation of her left shin. Paired. She was seen at the employee's clinic that same day and followed up at Concentra on 7/17/19. Paired. They rendered numerous diagnoses and cleared her for modified duty. Paired. She followed up and remained symptomatic despite the therapy. Paired, she had a thoracic MRI on 8/5/19 to be inserted here. Paired, new paragraph. She was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Suri. Paired, she had a lumbar MRI on 1/26/21, compared to the study of 8/22/19. Insert those results here, perhaps from the cover letter if necessary. Period. She apparently had been receiving pain management prior to the subject event. Apparently she did undergo surgery on the lower back by Dr. Knockwalter to be inserted here. Apparently she followed up post-operatively. Period. On 1/4/22, Dr. Barr offered assessments of permanency and deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph, the current examination of Ms. Jansen found she ambulated with a physiologic gait. Period. She complained of pain in the right hip with heel walking and complained of low back pain with toe walking. Period. She declined attempting to squat and rise. Period. She had variable mobility about the lumbar sacral spine as well as superficial tenderness in the absence of spasm. Period. Neither seated nor supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited any radicular complaints below the knees. Apparently she did have decreased range of motion about the right hip. And hyperreflexia of the patella bilaterally. Period. The paragraph. With respect to the subject event, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg or knee, period, since it does not appear that her lumbar spine was included as an allegation in her claim, I am deferring an offer of permanency to this body region, period. And that is the